Hi, Ariana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You've got the cutest voice.
Hey, listen, you stop it. You have the cutest voice.
Oh, thank you.
Should we play a little game, okay? I'm obviously talking to you from the United Kingdom, from Great Britain, but where do you think my accent's from?
I'm going to say...
Think about this very carefully.
Australia.
It's close to Australia.
I don't know.
New Zealand.
I don't know. Oh, my God. New Zealand?
Yeah, New Zealand. Close enough, though. It was a good try. Hey, congratulations on Problem. Love that song, but I do have a small little confession to make.
Oh, God, what is it?
Every time I play it on the radio, I can't help myself, but when there's like 15 seconds to go, I sometimes put the microphone on and whisper at the end like I'm part of the song. It's kind of like I'm featuring in it.
Good, you should.
I got
That's
one
awesome.
Less problem without that. You. I got one less problem without you. See, it kind of works, doesn't it?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, just killing it.
If you have a remake coming out and you need like a Kiwi / British guy on there, give me a yell.
Hell yeah, absolutely.
Now, have you recovered from the MTV VMAs yet?
You know, I have. I've been going nonstop since then, so I feel like I need to recover this weekend.
Your performance was amazing, and when you accepted that award, you know, often people accept awards and that they give a speech, but it's not genuine. You actually looked like you were surprised.
I was surprised, and I was especially surprised that Jim Carrey gave me my award. I love him.
I think he was even a bit shocked when you turned around and gave him the love, because he is amazing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's my favorite. He's been my favorite since I was a little girl. I love him.
What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I love Bruce Almighty, The Truman Show, Eternal Sunshine. I love it all. The Mask.
Oh, that was a goodie. I'm thinking...
Dumb and Dumber. He's just the best.
Can you do any impersonations? Can you do a Jim Carrey? Like an alrighty.
Alrighty then.
That's pretty good.
That one sounded so dumb.
Okay, one more attempt.
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
I'm not embarrassed myself anymore.
Aaron, I've heard that you could be getting kicked out of your flat. Is this true?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh, yes. Because my fans know where I live, and so they always come here. And I used to go downstairs and see them. And then the police started, like, telling me that I couldn't be on the street. So I started bringing them down to my garage.
Hold on. You're bringing your fans down to the garage?
Well, I was, because it was the only way that I could, like, meet them in a contained fashion that didn't upset the police and didn't upset the people on the street and didn't cause, like, a safety hazard. So it was, like, the most organized way to go about it. But then, like, there were fire trucks and, like, people were, like, getting mad. And then my apartment building, like, was like, you cannot do this anymore. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I, like, the guy who was running the garage or whatever, he was like, you guys have to end this. This is crazy, like, whatever. And then I gave him $100, and he let us continue until the building, like, told us that we couldn't do it anymore. Then he was like, all right, maybe 30 more minutes. So I was like, okay, good.
Now, your videos are incredible. You always put a lot of effort into your videos, and it looks like you've got quite a big budget for your videos. You know, the massive helicopter and Jessie J's Bang Bang.
Oh, my gosh. I still haven't seen the final of that video. Isn't that funny?
You haven't seen the video?
No, I haven't even seen it.
Wow, you did really good.
Well, thank you.
I'm loving the helicopter. Was that your idea?
The helicopter was Nikki's, so the helicopter wasn't my idea. I didn't ask for a helicopter. I asked for the spaceship. And there it is.
Oh, I think we've just lost you, babe. Ariana. Oh, I think we've lost her. Rachel, her manager's listening in on the interview. Rachel, have we lost her?
Yeah, she has dropped off. Let me get her back for you guys. Cool. You are now listening to
In Demand. Tonight, my star guest is Ariana Grande talking to us from the States. So our phone just got disconnected. Her manager, Rachel's on the line too. Are we back?
Hey, guys. You're right. She did go into an elevator.
Oh, cool. All right.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay. I'm glad you're okay. I've got a fear of elevators.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah, I don't like them at all. I'm glad you're okay. Now, is this true that you performed at the White House for Obama and Michelle?
I did.
Wow, was that cool?
It was very cool. Of course it was cool. It was very intimidating. I thought that I feel like I could have done a better job because I was so nervous, but it was really exciting, and it was an honor. I'll never forget that.
Now, did Barack and Michelle dance? Because when those two dance, my heart melts.
They didn't dance. They were sitting and watching. They were sitting and listening, but it was really cool to be that close to them and just kind of sing.
Wow.
It was really awesome.
Now, I heard that you're a vegan. Is that true?
Yes, I am.
Wow, how's that going for you? Because I've got a friend who's just starting. He's in week two and he doesn't look too well.
My favorite. Oh, no, he's got to make sure he's getting all the right nutrients and everything. And you got to make the transition very, like, slowly, I guess.
Okay.
Just to make sure that your body gets used to it. But I love it so much. I'll never go back. And I'm so passionate about it.
I've also heard that you like adopting stray dogs.
I do. Babies. Oh, my God. I love them. I want them all.
Now, I'm going to ask you a serious question here, because I've also got a friend that does this, that every time she goes to a dog shelter, she comes home with a puppy. She cannot help herself. Is that you?
Yep, absolutely. That's why I can't go, because if I go, I will come back with the dog every time. Like, that's the thing. My Nona wanted a goldfish, completely forgot about the goldfish, and came home with the dog for myself.
Okay, and what's that dog called?
Fox, F-A-W-K-E-S.
Oh, cool. And what are the other names?
Ophelia, Toulouse, and Coco.
Oh, cute. So cute. I also hear you're a huge Starbucks fan. I also am an addictee of the Starbucks.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
It's good to get you going.
What's your go-to Starbucks? I'm a non-flat. Now, what am I? A skinny hazelnut non-flat frappuccino mochaccino.
Oh, damn. That's a lot more than what I do. Yeah. I'm just a soy latte. Straight up.
Just soy latte.
Iced latte.
Oh, I'm going to have to try one next time I'm in Starbucks. Ariana, thank you for chatting, and we can't wait to see you when you're back here in the UK.
Okay, well, I'm coming back in October.
All right, we'll see you in October.
I'll see you then.